I was afraid of the dark when I was a child. I still recall waking up in the middle of the night, surrounded by the darkness. Filtered moonlight streaming through the limbs and leaves of nearby trees blown about by the wind, dancing shadows across my wall. My imagination would run wild and my heart would pound. Too afraid to even call out to my parents, I would lie as still as I possibly could. And I would think about my baptism. Yes, my baptism. Growing up in the Episcopal Church, I had gathered around the baptismal font many times with my little friends. We'd watch those cute babies get baptized, and I would wonder at the mystery of it all, how it is that God binds God's self to us through this sacred ritual of water and prayers, community gathered, God's saving acts remembered, and the Holy Spirit. And how immediately following the baptism, the priest would make the sign of the cross on the baby's forehead with holy oil. As I laid in my bed, terrified of the dark, I would focus on the cross on my forehead that I received at baptism. I imagined it shining in the darkness, warm and golden, declaring to all that frightened me and might cause me harm that I was off limits. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's zone forever. That's what I heard when I was a child. That's what I remember the priest saying. And if I'd been following along in the prayer book at those baptisms, I would have known that the words are marked as Christ's own forever. Possessive. But you see, what I understood was that I was Christ's zone. Through the Holy Spirit, Christ was with me, abiding with me. I was his space, his area, his zone. And all would be well. I need not fear. All would be well. Today's passage from Acts of the Apostles recounts a defining moment in the history of our faith. It is the fulfillment of Jesus' promise. It is the birthday of the church and the disciples, and we would never be the same again. Jesus promised just before his ascension, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And so on Pentecost, in the sound like the rush of a violent wind and appearing like tongues of flame, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, arrived. According to the gospel accounts, since Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, the disciples have been filled with terror, disbelief, and fear. But on this day, and the days and years to follow, they are no longer filled or ruled by fear. These disciples, they are filled with the Spirit. And from now on, in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear of Peter's and the other disciples' boldness, their deeds of power, and the spread of the gospel. Inspired and empowered by the Holy Spirit to witness to the good news of Jesus to the ends of the earth, the disciples along the way navigate the differences in peoples and cultures that they encountered. Beginning at Pentecost and this peculiar happening in which the disciples began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability, the global spread of the gospel has begun. And as Acts unfolds, the Holy Spirit guides and informs, converting the hearts of the disciples and the hearts of others, so that this movement called The Way would eventually include all of God's children, including the Gentiles. Those who had been considered unclean and outsiders are now, through the gracious outpouring of the Spirit, gathered into the story and the reality of God's gracious and saving acts. The story continues to unfold today as the Holy Spirit moves in us and in the world. As we look again at this Pentecost event, I believe there is a fresh insight for our lives today. Just as on that day there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, well, here in our city and in our country also have gathered every people of every nation under heaven, all sorts and conditions, all kinds of people. The demographic shift has already happened. All of the world is gathered here in our city and in our country. Many of us celebrate this in our friendships, our neighborhoods, communities, and places of work. We strive to navigate differences with humility, seeking to understand and extending a hand of friendship. While we don't always do this perfectly, we do it with grace and love and kindness and integrity. God loves diversity. We see that throughout creation. Yet other voices in our society would seek to fill us with fear regarding our differences and diversity. Like the shadows dancing across the wall in my childhood bedroom that scared me so much. These voices threaten and have the capacity to stoke our fears, and they invite our imaginations to run wild and our hearts to pound with fight or flight response. So in that moment, just as I did as a child, lying so still in bed, afraid of the dark, remembering my baptism, we are to remember our baptism and our baptismal vows to respect the dignity of every human being. For God has forever bound God's self to humanity through the incarnation, the resurrection, and the ascension. And now through the Holy Spirit in baptism, we are marked as Christ's own, Christ's zone forever. We need not fear. We need to remember our baptism and that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, granting us those fruits of the Spirit described in Galatians: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and self-control. The same Spirit available then is the same Spirit available to us now. That is Jesus' promise in John. The Advocate will be with us forever. As the Spirit assisted the disciples in navigating the differences in culture and speech as the movement spread across the known world, so can and so will the Holy Spirit guide us as we reach out to others in kindness and friendship and peace. Remember your baptism. You are Christ's own and Christ's zone forever. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. You are witnesses to the good news of God's love for all in Christ. May the eternal Holy Spirit embolden and inspire you to share that love with everyone, that you may shine brightly and warmly with the light of Christ. Amen.